Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. My name is Kevin Henry. I'm honored to be the host of this podcast and honored today to be speaking to Jonathan Bonanno. Jonathan, how are you, man?
Hey, Kevin. I'm great. How are you doing today?
I am doing really well. Thanks so much for being on today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. But before we dive in, I want people to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited for today's conversation. A little bit about me. It's always like that drawing question, right? Condensing X amount of years into like 90 seconds. So a little bit about me. I am originally from California. I grew up in Los Angeles and then spent a significant portion of my life in Scottsdale, Arizona, before recently moving back to California. Now I live in San Diego as of January this year.
Nice.
I have worked inside of the healthcare space for a little over 10 years, specifically inside of the people operations, as well as the implementation project management world. And it's a ton of fun. But what I realized is the project management world was keeping me away from the people and leadership and talent development aspects. So I really wanted to hone in on the psychoanalytics behind how people operate and what really drives them, motivates them, and keeps them empowered. So that really brought me into my career full circle a little bit from all the business world into more of the people side of business, of course. You know, the only sustainable advantage any organization has is their people. So I really wanted to hone in on that specialty and that art. And that's what led me to a career inside of IO Psychology today.
Very cool. I mean, I've been looking forward to this because I think psychology is such a fascinating side of things, especially in today's world with the hiring crisis and trying to keep teams together and everything else. Is knowing the psychology of your team and really being able to connect more important today than maybe ever before?
Absolutely. I think there are so many surface level conversations taking place when it comes to culture and leadership and team development that when we take a moment to actually understand the psyche of the person that we're supporting and leading, we're able to become more in tune with their needs, the resources that might be available or aren't available that need to be created. We can also start looking at what really is the true potential of our people on our team, rather than looking outside of it. And the best example I always use is marketing. You know, you can either look outside of your practice or your team organization for a new marketing agency to come launch your social media plan or give you a nice, fun, cool looking website. But what if there's somebody on your team that's actually pursuing your career in marketing, but you've just not had a conversation with them yet? There's an opportunity to fine tune that. And now you have team retention long term, allowing that individual to touch on all their specialties, if you will.
I love that. I love the conversations to get to know people a little bit more. And I think that is so important today. Is it more important with this next generation that's coming into the dental practice as well? Is that what this generation needs to really feel included and a part of the culture?
Absolutely. And I love that you're touching on that because there's been so many discussions around generational differences in the workforce. And there's a lot of spotlight still on the millennials, but millennials have been in the workforce. The earliest millennials are born in 81. Some of the later ones, which I'm at the tail end, I think we get cut off at like 96, and I'm a 94 baby. So in order for us to actually be ready and prepared for these conversations, we need to have much more authentic and vulnerable discussions. And I know those are buzzwords that are commonly thrown around right now, but inside of this new generation, I mean, the millennials, we're learning from the next Gen Z. And I'm scared for what Gen Alpha and Beta are going to be bringing to the table in the next decade or so. But absolutely, this new generation of workers, beyond us learning new skills and techniques to, you know, honor ourselves and honor our time, they're coming with a lot more creative solutions. So if we continue to tackle the way we operate with so much more rigid systems and structure, we're going to consistently find ourselves understaffed, underemployed, underutilized, and completely burnt out because we're not changing the way that we can model and create work today. I mean, who's to say that we have to follow what was set in stone 60, 70, 80 years ago? There's a lot new changes of technology, way of operating, new types of work that has become available. You got to be a little bit more agile and nimble in it.
You know, and you and I started whenever we were talking before we went on this podcast about organic and how important it is just to be real in conversations. Even you and I just doing this now, not scripted or anything else. is organic really an important thing to keep in mind in the dental practice as well? Not only talking to your patients, because I know we talk about scripts and everything else, but just in conversation with each other behind the scenes too.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's very, very important for us to go off the script and be a little raw inside of our conversations. I think it's just also the matter of which we present the conversation to. Right now, we start pulling in like the tonality, your approach, your style of communicating, right? And all of those are very important. But I think at the end of it, in communication, we have to remind ourselves that communication is not about us. It's about the receiver. So how we tailor that discussion is all inside of what we're looking to gain out of the person we're speaking with or in the information share that's taking place. So having that organic ability to just relate and get connected and stay curious, I would say, is probably the most important part of the conversation. Come from a place of curiosity rather than judgment or having a perceived notion. I think it'll go a long way. It goes a long way.
I love the stay curious thing, because I think so many times we go into a conversation with this is how it's going to go instead of being nimble. And I know for a lot of doctors who are listening to this podcast, that's not their style. You know, they're used to being in control. They're used to knowing the way things are going to go. So how do we loosen up a little bit and be organic and less rigid?
Yeah. So I love that. That's the question, because that's what we get to experience all the time, right? I just want them to do X. Why aren't they doing it? How come they can't figure it out? Why am I repeating myself over and over and over again? And, you know, it's always the opportunity for us to just take ownership with how we're showing up or how we're being in that discussion. So in that same instance, I don't know why you didn't do this. Well, we can just shift the conversation completely. Hey, Kevin, I know you needed to make sure that the SOP was updated by Friday, and I see that didn't happen. I'm curious why it didn't take place. You know, that puts the ball back in their court to share as to why or what was the reason or what was the challenge or hurdle that they experienced. But then, you know, you have to go layers deeper. So if we're not getting to the outcome or the answer that we're looking for, we have to stay in the discussion to ask further questions rather than stop after the first question and understanding or hearing like, oh, she didn't get it done because she's too busy. Ah, well, now I have to look at what she's busy with doing. Right. So it stays cyclical without it being, I would say, forceful or having a negative intention behind it. Because when we're coming into discussions like that, we're already on defensive because we're scared of being reprimanded. But what if we just allowed the safe space to just be curious and ask clear discussions and just clarify our communication a bit better? We get better expectations or better outcomes rather than the unspoken expectations and then the balloon pops.
No, I love that. And I love that it's back in their court. I think that's such an important thing. You know, and we're going to give you a chance to tease your website and everything in just a few minutes. But I will tell you, I was looking through your site. I found some fascinating blog posts. As an editor, it definitely piqued my interest, because one of them was talking about how that we in dental practice need to stop referring to each other as family. And I know that's such a buzzword whenever it comes to a lot of speakers. A lot of times whenever you're walking into a meeting, you'll hear that. So why do you believe that it's important that we kind of tweak that and maybe not use that F word, shall we say?
Ah, I like that you're touching on it as the F word. I want to have to take that. So what I have experienced, and, you know, there's a lot of great teams out there that operate as that quote unquote family style. Do I think there's a wrong or right way about going about it? Not necessarily, but I definitely have an opinion about it, I will say. And that is transitioning the concept in terms from being a family to operating as a team, a sports team at that. When a family is coming together, we're commonly met with a lot of different styles of relationship, different layers to that relationship. We have 10-year longevity completely present. We also are very clear and aware that we deal with our own family squabbles. How many times has there been an instance where we bickered with our sister or brother or sibling, whatever they are, or another cousin? Or what happens if you find out that you have a long lost cousin, or now you've taken one of those DNA tests and now you realize that you're one of like 17 children, right? So the way that I look at it that way is when we're looking at it as a family, lines get blurred, roles get blurred, responsibilities get very blurred. Because we're so focused on more or less an intimate relationship setting. And every time that I've seen where teams have operated as a family And when there's conflict that arises, there's never a clear way to constructively deliver that type of conflict or resolving of it. When we look at it from a sports team perspective, a sports team are working towards a common goal. And that is either to be the best team on the block, whether they're in baseball, whether they're in football, whether they're gymnastics, whatever it is, they are focusing on being the best that they can be. Why? They're being the best that they can be, not only for themselves, but for each other as an operating well-oiled machine. So when you create the conversation around sports team rather than a family team, we get to look at it as a shifted and intentional common goal. That's where the sports team arises. And this was something that I followed very closely with Harvard Business Review. A lot of my studies and my research is conducted with them. And the moment that I saw that like kind of light bulb where they were bringing forward more research and added values, of course, they're talking about culture and the breakdowns that happen. And you get to see fluidly and organically how high-performing teams are actually created. And it's because they're focusing on that goal. They're focusing on being the best version of themselves. They're focusing on whether it's development or leadership or growth, what have you. They're focusing on that common goal. And what does it look like in dentistry? Quality care to patients, oral standards are being met. There's continuous care being delivered, furthered education so the patient knows what to do. And that's really how I look at both buckets. If you want to operate as a family, that's awesome. You can totally do that. But remember that you're still a team at heart. So focus on the team at heart.
Love that. And you know, one thing that I hear so often is, and I'm not putting anybody on blast here, but dentists will refer to their team as a staff rather than a team. And is there a little psychology there as well, just knowing that you're a staff member instead of a team member?
I personally believe that there is. It puts you in a position of understanding of whether or not you're going to be able to be a contributing factor on that team. Or are you just a staff member, meaning I'm another number as far as headcount goes? There's a lot of different worlds that can be created with the use of language. And I think when we're wanting to be intentional about taking care of our team, identifying them as, oh, they're just another member of my staff, is not really focused on that team-centered environment. It doesn't create that culture of understanding. It more or less creates silos because now we're looking at it as a sense of, I own you, you're just a member of my staff, and that's it, right? We want to create that synergistic application of creating a safe space, creating the opportunity for people to just be.
Yeah, fantastic. So I'm going to wrap up by asking you a question that we're asking everybody as we get toward the end of the year. And that is, what's one thing that you're watching in 2024, or maybe you're excited about with 2024 as far as dentistry goes?
Yeah. So I know there's been a lot of conversation around AI this year. You know, with the release of ChatGPT, there's been so many discussions around it. I'm really excited to see what type of new technology and products are going to be released to support the people analytics side from an AI-based component. I focus really heavily on the recruiting and the development component. So there's not a huge buzz around that specifically in dentistry. Beyond like, oh, here's how you can craft some job descriptions, or here's where you can post your jobs to. So I'm excited to see if they release or launch any form of job boards or product boards that better support our practices and better support our teams with hiring and attracting the best talent.
Nice. Looking forward to seeing where AI goes this year. It's going to be fantastic. So Jonathan, like I teased, some great stuff on your website. I want to make sure people know how to reach you and how to learn more.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Kevin. If you're looking to find me, my website is called chiefpsycho.com. We have a podcast called the Chief Psycho Podcast. We are psychology-based consulting, so you'll be able to see all of our great information about how we're tackling the field of dentistry with a little bit more psychology.
No, I love it. And obviously, it was drawn to Chief Psycho. Fantastic name. And absolutely looking forward to learning more from you in the upcoming year, as well as meeting with you and working with you through the Speaking Consulting Network as well.
Yes, me too. Me too, Kevin. Very excited.
Thanks for being on today.
Of course.
And thanks to all of you who've listened to this episode. Hey, some great information here, some great ways to maybe look at things a little bit differently as we enter into a new year, as we try to figure out the best way to make our business more sustainable and more profitable in 2024. So until next time, it's Kevin Henry, the host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, signing off and wishing you nothing but success ahead.